Hi, and welcome to Coffee and Pearls Quick Takes Friday. So in the blogging world, they have this thing called Friday 7 Quick Takes. No, I don't think the Friday is in there. It's just called 7 Quick Takes, and it's on Friday. And they just pop in like 7 things that happen during the week. And since I've never been really a blogger, I've never participated, but I'm going to co-opt it because almost every single person said that they wanted a casual version of Coffee and Pearls, and a couple people said an email, so I'm just going to type up the 7 things, not a long email, but just type here the 7 things so they kind of know what was said. So here we go. Ready? Number 1, Marian consecration is no joke. Expect spiritual attacks. Ladies, I have never felt, in the 8 years that I have been married, like burning all of my husband's things and locking him out of the house. But I did feel like that this week. And I was giving in to this, like, deep rage that I'm just not a ragey person, but man, I dug deep and the rage was there. And then I just realized that Satan is just so piss pants that I love Mary so much that I do this every year and that I give her everything and he knows how powerful she is. And so he's just trying to jam up my marriage. And that doesn't mean that we're not responsible for our bad choices, but it also helps a little bit in the forgiveness area. So, Mary, Mama, I'm just trusting that you're going to help heal my heart and that you're going to send the Holy Spirit to give my husband grand ideas of winning me back, because we need some of those right now. Number 2, Mommy Fuel. On Brian Johnson's website, optimize.me, his wife did a class about this drink she makes every morning. And it is amazing. I love it. It's warm, so I feel like now is the right time of year to do it. As a base, you can use any kind of coffee or any kind of tea. I've done it with coffee, but I mostly do it with caffeinated tea. And then it has a bunch of stuff in it, like cocoa powder, cinnamon, turmeric, maca powder, MCT oil, stevia. Am I missing anything? Nope, I think those are the things. So I will put the individual recipe and the batch recipe, because, you know, I'm a little obsessed with batching things, so I do a whole bunch at once, so you can see what that is. I will also give you the poor man's version of where I would get those ingredients and which ones I'd drop off, and then the I've got a little bit of money to spend on a healthy food drink list of things that I would get and what you can choose. Okay, number 3. Blaze slept 7 hours in a row last night. Praise God. I feel like a new person. I'm so excited. He is 9 weeks old. So don't throw rotten food at me, but we're big baby-wise people. And so we've always been big into sleep training, but it's always paid off. So for those of you who think we just let them cry it out, we do not, certainly not this young. He maybe cries for 30 seconds before I get him. But if you follow the eat, wake, sleep schedule, they will sleep through the night. And so 7 hours in a row is great. And it's usually our hope that they're sleeping through the night by 12 weeks. So I feel like we're on our way and I'm just so happy. Waking up one time a night is awesome. Number 4, that book I'm reading, The Self-Driven Child, and I'm still reading it because it's kind of intense and I've been reading other things. It is just fantastic. I keep wanting to write a Coffee and Pearls about it, but I've just like highlighted the whole book. And so I don't know how to give you that information. So I think what I'm going to do is maybe just type up maybe like my favorite 30 things and drip them out like a couple every week so that you can track with me on that. But it is just so good. And I think it's exactly what our children need. And it's just basically a different way of thinking about how they need to learn and be prepared for the world. So instead of testing, you know, memorize this stuff, then I'm going to test you. It talks a lot about emotional intelligence, problem solving, and at the end of each chapter, it gives you actual conversations to have with your children to make this happen, which is phenomenal because I've read so many books that sound great. And then I look at my kids and I'm like, I have no idea how to do that. And so this book is not like that. It tells you exactly what to do. And I want to do all of it. And it's for kids of all ages, even as young as three. So that's really amazing to me. Next, this button toy. I apologize, before recording this, I did not go find out what it was actually called. It's like a button toy, and I think it's for Melissa and Doug. Isn't everything for Melissa and Doug? But it's these plastic buttons that you pop into pictures. So it's for little kids, and so maybe it'll be a picture of an apple tree. And so then they have to pop in all of the red buttons as apples, right? Super simple. A friend of mine, after I had Blaze, brought me a meal, and then she brought this toy. No one had ever brought me a toy like that before postpartum. And she said, you know what? This toy is amazing. She said, someone gave it to me after I had my baby, and I'm passing it on to you. And you know what? That toy rocks so much that I will now for sure be passing this on to somebody else. And I hope all of you do that, because it was cheap. Like, you could buy it, I think, for $9. And it will be such a gift to a mom who has older kids, because all three of my girls, 7.5, 5, and 3, will sit at the stinking dinner table, not when we're having dinner, and play with this silly toy. I mean, it's so silly, and they're big enough that they're not chokeable size, and they just keep making these pictures over and over again. I just can't believe how much they're into it, and what a gift that has been postpartum, because really that is the hardest thing. You know, you're feeding the baby and you just need to get the kids busy for a little bit. I've also been using it with my three-year-old when I do school with the older girls. So I don't know, it hasn't lost its power yet. It's been 8 weeks, right? I probably haven't had it the whole time. I probably had it for 5 weeks, but it's still going strong. So I'll link that up. I love cheap things that are powerful. Number 6, homeschool meeting flop. I hosted our homeschool meeting, which is once a month, last night, and one person came, and only one person came last month. And so I'm just feeling really discouraged about that and lonely. Like, why? Why is everyone so busy? Why am I spectacularly not busy? Like, sometimes I'm like, am I a loser? Like, why am I home all the time? I could go to anything. You could invite me. I say, yep, I'll come. And I don't know. People are just busy, but I'm going to put out one more plea to the homeschooling group, and I'm going to say, look, I don't even care what we talk about, because we've tried to have structured meetings, we've tried to have speakers, all these things. But the truth is, for me, I feel so hopeful and uplifted when I'm sitting in a room of Catholic women. And actually, to be honest, the homeschooling piece isn't even that important to me. But in Portland, I would go to these meetings, and there'd be an entire room full of Catholic moms who were just trying so hard to do right by their kids and to raise them well. All right. And I don't think homeschooling is necessary for that ingredient. It just happens to be the theme of what those meetings were. But I would come away with those meetings feeling like, yeah, I'm part of a tribe. Those are my people. We're doing this. The world hates us, but we're here and we're doing it. And so I'm going to make one more plea, but I just feel kind of pouty pants about it this morning, because I don't know. It's hard to throw events and have nobody come consistently. Makes you feel sad. So anyway, that happens to me too, you guys. All right, number 7. My milk is gone. Let's not talk about that. That just happens to me. But since that has happened, I've decided to tackle intermittent fasting again. I did that for a hot minute before I got pregnant with Blaze or Forrest. That's how foggy my brain is, you guys. I don't even remember what year it was. So I did it for a short period of time, and I remember thinking, oh, this is great. But then I got pregnant, and you can't do that. So there are a lot of forms of intermittent fasting. The one that I like is where you skip breakfast. So I have my magic mommy fuel drink, because there aren't that many calories in that, so it doesn't break your fast. So you can drink your warm drink all day, and then you eat in a specific time window. So mine's going to be from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Some people eat for a larger window than that, but I found that that didn't work for me. So I think a 4 or 5 hour window works for me. And so I'll eat all my meals from 3 to 8 p.m. And we'll see how that goes. I'm starting it today on Friday, November 9th. So I will tell you how it goes, and you can either poke fun of me or it will work, and then I'll poke fun of you. So we'll see what that looks like. All right. That's my coffee and pearls 7 quick takes. We'll do this every Friday. until I decide I don't want to do it. But I don't know, it was kind of fun today and it was pretty easy. So I think I'm going to keep doing it. And I appreciate all of you wanting to hear more of what I have to say. If you're lonely, I hope I can feel like a friend to you, because my goodness, this is we live in a lonely world and I'm not sure how to fix it. I want to fix it, you guys, but I don't know how to do it. I can't even get people to come to my homeschooling meetings. So I love all of you. Jesus loves you. If you have not seen that Jim Gaffigan video where he's sitting in church and Jesus is trying to get him to come to church, it's pretty funny and pretty real. So Google that later for a laugh and for a little bit of a tough love message from Christ. Thanks so much for listening to Coffee and Pearls. Have a blessed day.